Hello and welcome to the Mom Strong podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Johnson, creator of the Mom Strong method and full-time holistic health and life coach who helps badass working moms lose weight, untame themselves, and get healthy in a way that doesn't suck. I give it to you straight, I hold you to being your best self, and I can't wait to help you craft your life into something perfectly imperfect. Tune in each week here as I share tips, tricks, and motivation for balancing family, a job, and trying to get healthy. I'm so glad you're here. So I want to bust a myth that might like blow your mind when you have this mindset shift. You have heard me and my clients hear me talk all the time about why consistency is so important. And today I make an important declaration and distinction that might blow your mind. Consistency does not equal perfection. Have you ever tried to be consistent and then burnt out because it felt like you had to be perfect at it? Then this episode's for you. So the reason why I talk about this is I've had, I just onboarded a few new clients for the Mom Strong method. And one thing that I give them the foundational tracker and the guidelines for the Mom Strong method. And I remind them that consistency doesn't mean doing it every day. It means doing it in a mindful manner. And so let me give you an example. I had a client who's part of the PACT program, my 60-day coaching program, and she was struggling with, and this is a super common struggle, struggling with at nighttime wanting to get to bed earlier to get her hours of sleep, and then struggling with wanting to have time with her family. So this is so common. And so many of us have this struggle where that's when our family, you know, it's after dinner and they are up later. And then maybe if you have older children, they're up a little bit later, but you still want to be getting your really good solid rest. And in the morning, it's really hard to adjust your morning time. That's the harder one to adjust, like when you're going to wake up. The easier one to adjust is your bedtime. But often what you're sacrificing is time with your family. And that might not be productive time, right? It might be watching Netflix or you're on your phone while your husband's playing video games, and that is what it is. So it might not feel like super connection time, but it still does matter. And I get that. And I don't want to be like, yes, never ever see your husband at night ever again because you have to get your 8 hours of sleep. That's not a way that's going to achieve your goals and make you feel good and make your partner stay in love with you. And so I'll tell you how I reframe that for her. So I was saying, hey, consistency doesn't mean doing it every single day. It doesn't mean that every single day you're in bed by 9:30 p.m. What that does mean is that you have a thoughtful routine with it. So the routine that I offered her was say, hey, on your Sunday sync, which is one of the tools that I give my clients that helps them sync with their family every Sunday. I said, hey, on your Sunday sync, mention to your partner and your kids, I really want to hang out with you and I want to have that time, but I also really am valuing sleep and getting good rest. So what I recommended to her was to create a schedule, and that can be consistency, even if it's not done every single day. So a couple suggestions I said to her, I said, hey, how about you talk to your family? And maybe for you, your earlier wake up time, or excuse me, your earlier bedtime nights are Tuesday and Thursday. So then on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you're staying up a little bit later with your family. And that's consistency. And then your family's also clued in and they know that like, oh, you're not just sneaking off to bed, or oh, you're staying up later. When are you gonna, and you're not getting resentful because you're missing sleep. So you know that on Tuesday and Thursday, you go to bed a little bit earlier. And Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you're staying up a little bit later. And I would then also adjust your wake time. So on the nights you're staying up a little bit later, maybe you do sleep in until when you quote unquote have to wake up. And then the nights when you're getting to bed a little bit earlier, you have a different wake time. Now, is that the 100% gold star achiever way to do it? No, obviously I would love to see everybody having a consistent bedtime and wake time all 7 days of the week within like 45 minutes, right? That's like the gold star, but that's not the season so many of us are in, and that's just not achievable. It will never feel good. So while achieving the gold star might be the thing, right, and you feel good for doing that, you're probably going to burn yourself out, and then it's not going to be a habit at all, and then you're going to find yourself back to just 7 days a week staying up late on Netflix and, you know, hanging with the family, and then also sacrificing your sleep 7 days a week. So I want to blow that myth out of the water that consistency means doing something exactly the same every single day. An episode that you want to go back to listen to more about this is episode 60. It's about adding bookmarks to your day. And that's when I talk about bookmarks, I mean being consistent within like having a meditation practice every day, getting your water in every day, having a solid bedtime every day, eating, but one day in one season, it might be, hey, I'm meditating for two deep breaths and that's what I got today, right? But you're not ripping that bookmark out, because think about it, like literally, if you have a bookmark in a book, if you see the bookmark, you know where you stopped your page. You can easily open to that. Whereas if you yank that bookmark out, then you're gonna be like, ah, what page was I on? Was it this? Did I already read this? And it's a waste of your time. And it takes a lot more energy to get that flywheel turning to find the bookmark. And so instead of yanking it all the way out, maybe for bedtime, that's what it is. That's exactly the example that I gave, where you're keeping the bookmark in of a mindful bedtime, but you're kind of moving it around each day so you can still be consistent. You're communicating that with your family. And you're keeping, again, you're keeping the bookmark in. It's not like, oh, I'm just totally nailing bedtime, or I'm not at all nailing bedtime. That's not the consistency that I want. I don't want necessarily daily consistency. For you, it might be, hey, if you're not eating any veggies and you're eating a lot of fast food and a lot of takeout and all of that, your starting point isn't adding veggies every single day. But it might be adding veggies 3 times a week. And that can be your consistency that you then build on. The consistency that I want is really that consistency that will get you that first, just that first step that you can do it every single week. And then 2 weeks from then, you add on a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. The biggest mistake we make, and this is why on Instagram I shared recently that I had picked up the new Rachel Hollis book, and I shared like why I'm really not a fan of her methodology. And I want to make an important distinction too, because she pointed this out in the book that I just read, that was like, I don't think she's a bad person. I don't agree with her methodology. I think there's a lot of underlying hustle and kind of the, if you don't do it consistently every single day for 30 minutes and move your body, then what's wrong with your life? And I don't love that. For me, I really want that consistency, but in a way that feels good to you, maybe a little bit challenging, but feels good to you. And then you can take that to the next level the next week and you can add to that. But if you try to go with this like 30 minutes a day, no matter what, and you're not thinking about, oh, am I getting to bed? Am I eating well? Am I drinking water? Am I spending quality time with friends and family? Do I have a mindset practice? It's really, really important that you realize, how can you be consistent? That might be doing something new once a week. And if you can do that once a week for 4 weeks, that's consistency. And that might mean adding in, you know, if you already have a consistent movement practice, you might add in more stretching and do it twice a week. Not 7 times a week. You want to find that way where you can be consistent, but not perfect. And that's a hard, again, as an achiever and Enneagram 3, a lot of my perfectionist Enneagram 1s also struggle with this. But the whole point is to look at the end of the day and go, yeah, I nailed, just to scale back your goal a little bit. That what does consistency mean to you? Not having it equal perfection. And again, you can find consistency and maybe edit the time. So maybe it's not, hey, I'm going to work out 45 minutes once a week. That's my goal this week. That's one way to be consistent. And then if you do that for 4 weeks, you're being consistent. Maybe for you, it's, hey, I'm gonna walk for 5 minutes a day. Does that feel like enough? Is that my end goal? Do I want to be just for the rest of my life, you know, walking 5 minutes a day? Maybe not. But you can start there, and it feels so silly easy to do that then next week you might go, that was really easy. I'm gonna add on 10 more minutes. And so that's really what I want to say, is don't try to be consistent in a way that burns you down. Try to be consistent, but not perfect. And it's a total mindset shift. And especially when you're starting a new plan, you're starting a new goal, you're starting a new season, whatever it is, and you have this, you know, this whim of motivation where I want to be a runner, or I want to be a journaler, or I want to meditate. Like, realize what is really, truly, look at your past history, and what probably fell through was you were trying to be so consistent and go balls to the wall on it, that then burnt you out, and then you went to doing nothing again. And if that's your on and off record, that's super, super common. It's one of the things I work with my clients, is kind of pulling the reins in and saying, yes, we're going to get there. Don't worry. We'll get you moving every day. We'll get you drinking your water every day. We'll get you eating more veggies. But for now, I want you to increase from where your starting point is. Just a little bit, that you can consistently do it. And that doesn't mean doing it daily necessarily. That means doing it in a consistent, mindful manner. So I hope that makes sense. Again, I would head back to episode 60, the adding bookmarks to your day episode. If you're wondering more about how to do that and like add in small bookmarks and edit those with your seasons. And in some seasons of life, you might be able to get that 45-minute workout in every day, or you might be able to nail meal planning on the weekends. And in some seasons of life, you just can't. And that's okay. And that doesn't mean that you have to just drop the whole thing. It's like, okay, what can I really truly do this week, this month, this quarter, this year, whatever. And you start then trying to be consistent, maybe with an every other day practice or an every Monday practice or an every first of the month practice, whatever that looks like for you, and then build from there. Cool? And if this is hard for you, I do have one more spot open for the Mom Strong Method. So there's really truly no better time than in these times of stress and crisis and friends. We are getting closer to Halloween and to the holidays and the first of the year. And I would be honored to coach you during this crazy time. Give me your crazy. Give me your knotted up emotions. Give me all. I love the mess. I love helping you through your mess. Let me help customize a program for you with the accountability to get you there. All right. The Mom Strong Method is open right now, so head to craftyourlifecoaching.com/MSM. On there, you'll see more information where you can learn more about the program, more about me, and then there's a link to hop on a one-on-one call. That's really important because, A, if you do sign up for the program, we're going to be on one-on-one calls every other week. So, like, hopping on a phone call, if that makes you nervous, like, we've got to work on that, friend, because that's how we're going to be communicating a lot of the time. But also, it's a chance for me to get to really know you and to make sure it's a perfect fit. I don't onboard people just because, oh, they said yes, so here you go. No. I do deny people. I do say, hey, you know what? Like, this isn't a good fit for you right now or for your goals or this time in your life. I absolutely have told people that. And I might tell you that. But until we get on the call and I can ask more questions and you can get to know me and go, yes, I'm going to put my eggs in her basket and trust her for the next 7 months. You don't know that until we hop on a phone call. So again, head to craftyourlifecoaching.com/MSM. And this month in October, every Thursday in the free Mom Strong Facebook group, I am popping on live with motivation to give you tips and tricks to help you reach your goals in big and small ways. And so I'd really love for you to be in there. You can check out the past live videos and you can see what ones are coming up and come on live, ask your questions live. I'd love to have you in there. So if you go to facebook.com/groups/MomStrongWithJen, all spelled out, or you can find me on Facebook, Jennifer Tigges Johnson, and it's in my profile picture there. And as always, find me on Instagram, man. I'm on the stories all the time. You can ask me any questions. If you have ideas for future topics or questions you want explored, head to email me at jennifer@craftyourlifecoaching. And remember, you are mom strong. You are not meant to be normal or average or perfect. You are meant to be exceptional, but in your own way. As always, I'm here in your corner, cheering you on and believing in you even before you believe in yourself. Massive love to you.